Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, thank everyone for joining us. And today we're going to start a new teaching. And the title of the teaching will be, We Must Know the Reality of God's Word. We must know the reality of God's Word. Many of us as Christians are living a weak life. Many of us as Christians live on the weak level of inadequacy. Many of us as Christians live on the weak plateau of defeatedness because we have not risen to the level of strength where our Heavenly Father meant for us to live a Christian life. Please go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it encourages us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let me read that again. Ephesians 6:10 encourages us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. No one can be strong in the Lord without being strong in faith. Therefore, I want to talk on the subject, how to obtain strong faith. The six principles. Again, how to obtain strong faith. The six principles. If you understand these six principles, and if you begin to exercise and use them, you will arrive at the place where God can say to you, you have strong faith. Amen. Now I said, if you understand these six principles and begin to exercise them and use them, you will arrive at the place where God can say to you, you have strong faith. The optimum word in that sentence is understand. Again, understand consists of two words. So it's a compound word, and it consists of the words stand and under. Stand means point of view, and under means to submit. So when you truly understand someone, and in this case, God, the way they see it is the way you see it. The way they say it is the way we see it. The way they do it is the way we do it. And finally, the results that they get are the same results we get, because we truly understand what is being said. So it is my prayer that you all will have the understanding of this teaching, so you will continue to grow and get strong in your faith. All through the Gospels, we are reminded of what Jesus often said to his disciples. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, he says, O ye of little faith. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, he also says, O you of little faith. In Matthew 16, verse 8, he also says, of you of little faith. And finally, in Luke 12, verse 28, he also says, O you of little faith. Little faith could also mean weak faith also. Would you agree? Little would represent that which is weak, and weakness is the opposite of strength, and strength is the opposite of weakness. Our God is strong. In fact, the Bible says that he is a strong tower, found in Proverbs 18:8. A citadel of protection and redemption. Amen. The Bible says that God is almighty, and it encourages us to be strong in the Lord. The Bible says that Abraham was not weak in faith, but was strong. Amen. Please turn to Romans chapter 4. Again, that's Romans chapter 4. And let's read verses 17 through 21. And it says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through faith or through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he, God, promised, he, God, was also able to perform. Amen. We have to understand that faith is the key. In the scripture we just read, the Apostle Paul is talking about faith. God uses Abraham, one of the Old Testament's patriarchs, as an illustration of faith. Let me repeat that. God uses Abraham, one of the Old Testament patriarchs, as an illustration of faith. He points out the fact that Abraham, though he was an old man and well in years, and Sarah, his wife, being barren, did not have any children. Yet God said to Abraham that at a certain time next year, they would have a child. Sarah would give birth to a child. Now, in the natural, everything was opposed to that happening. In the natural, it was impossible for Abraham and Sarah to have a child. But God said that they would have a child. Abraham didn't consider the circumstances. He didn't consider the fact that he was old and that Sarah was barren. The Bible says of him, Abraham, he was not weak in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Let me repeat that, because I believe that is very important for us to understand. The Bible says that Abraham was not weak in faith, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. The reason Abraham could be strong and give glory to God was because he was fully persuaded. See, you have to be fully persuaded when it comes to the Word of God. You cannot be wavering on the Word of God. It said that he was fully persuaded that what God said would happen. God was able to do it. Abraham believed him, and the Bible said that he was a man possessed of strong faith. Amen. Now, faith is the key that unlocks the treasure chest of heaven. Faith is the key that moves the hand of the Almighty. Faith is the key by which you can obtain the desires of your heart. Faith is that which pleases God. Amen. Faith is that which pleases God. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at another verse of scripture that goes along with what we have just read. The Apostle Paul is speaking to the Ephesians, and of course, he is speaking to all of us who are Christians, who believe God's word, all who have been born again by the Spirit of God. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10, Paul says this. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." He says, "Finally." So that means after all you've done, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong. That means God is telling us something that we need to do. And if God tells us to be something, that means that we can do it. Our Heavenly Father would never tell us to do something that we can't do. So he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power or the authority of his might." Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Not weak in the Lord, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In both of these scriptures that we have just read, we see the word strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. In one case, we find that it says that Abraham had strong faith and that his faith was commended by God. Amen. That's what I want. I want my faith commended by God. If we are going to be faith children of a faith God, then we must be strong. Let me repeat that. If we, the Christians, the born-again believers, are going to be faith children of a faith God, then we must be strong. Paul tells us in scripture here, be strong in the Lord. Now, we cannot be strong in the Lord without having strong faith. Let me repeat that. You cannot be strong in the Lord if you do not have strong faith. Because faith, as I said prior, is the key that opens the treasure chest of heaven. It is faith that pleases God. And it is by faith and through faith that we obtain the promises of God. Amen. Now, the scriptures don't say it is that prayer that pleases God, and we should pray. Because the Bible tells us that we should pray without ceasing. Amen. It doesn't say that to praise God that pleases him, and we should praise the Heavenly Father, because the scripture tells us to praise him consistently. But the word tells us it is faith that pleases God, and it is by faith and through faith that we obtain the promises of God. Amen. When you have strong faith, and you can overcome any obstacle when you have strong faith. When you have strong faith, there are no mountains that are too high for you to cross over. Amen. When you have strong faith, there are no valleys that are too wide for you to pass through. When you have strong faith, you cannot be defeated. Amen. So the guiding principles for us as Christians is to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let me repeat that. The guiding principles for us as Christians is to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Now, faith comes from God. It doesn't come from nobody else. It comes from God. And we must understand that. Faith is a gift which comes from God, giving to us at the new birth. Let me repeat that. Faith is a gift. Amen. And a gift is something that you accept. You can reject a gift. Amen. And many Christians have. But faith is a gift which comes from God, and it gives us to, and is given to us at the new birth. So once you are born again, faith is instantly given to you. He gives us faith, but that faith has to be developed. It is not mature. Amen. That faith has to be brought to a place of strength. And everyone is given the same amount of faith. No one is given more faith or a measure of faith than anyone else. We're all given, once you're born again, the same measure or the amount of faith. Amen? Because if God was to give me more faith than you, then he would be an unjust God. And we know God is not a respecter of person. What he does for one, he's obligated by his word to do for another. So everybody starts out at the new birth with the same amount of faith. When a baby is born into the world, it is not physically strong. He's a tiny baby, small, pretty, and just immaculate. Just the prettiest creation that God has ever created. A baby is physically weak, but if given enough time, if you give it enough rest, if you give it enough food, if you give it enough nourishment, if you give it enough exercise, that baby will grow from a state of weakness to a state of strength. Amen? Like that newborn baby, each one of us as Christians, when we are born again by the Spirit of God, has imparted to us God's measure of faith. But that faith in us at that moment is weak. It is by us using that faith, understanding the principles of faith, and then exercising those principles that we can arrive at strong faith. So in other words, we also have to understand that our faith has to be developed. Now, you can be a mature human being in terms of age and still have weak faith because you have not taken the word of God and developed that faith in your life. Amen? Like I said, like the newborn baby, each one of us as Christians, when we are born again by the Spirit of God, and God has imparted to us God's measure of faith, that faith in us at that moment is weak. And it is by us using that faith, understanding the principles of faith, and then exercising those principles that we can arrive at strong faith. We arrive at a place where nothing will be impossible for us. Amen. Where we can be victors and masters in every circumstance. I like that. Hallelujah. God said there is nothing impossible for us. Where we can be victors and masters in every circumstances. For Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believe. Not a few things are impossible, but Jesus said to him, if you can believe, amen. It says all things are possible to him that believe. That's found in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. And when you look at it, he says all things are possible. So my question then is, what's left out of all? You're absolutely correct. Nothing. So if you can only believe, all things are possible. And you do that by your faith. Can you dare to believe that? Can you dare to rise to the level and believe and claim that and act on it? Amen. Can you do that? Do you have that type of bravery in your spirit to do that? To believe that? Can you dare to arise above the level and believe and claim that? And most importantly, act on it? I am not perfect, but I praise God that I want to exercise strong faith. I know how to do it because God's word tells us how, and I want to share it with you. If you are going to obtain strong faith, then the first thing that would be necessary for you to do is to learn that God's word is real. Let me repeat that. If you are going to obtain strong faith, the first thing that is necessary for you to do is to learn that God's word is real. You must know the reality of the word of God. Not guess about it, not philosophize about it, but not hope about it, but you must know the reality of God's word. Get God's word off that page and down into your spirit. God's word won't do you any good while it's on the pages of the Bible. God's word must rise off the pages of the Bible and into your spirit, into your heart, before it would do you any good. It's not enough to have God's word on paper. That won't do you any good in your everyday rough and tumble, nitty-gritty world that we live in. You have to get it off the page and in your spirit. You must know and think the reality of God's word. But I'm out of time, but please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.